This is the Daily Sports Feed with Dave Thomas on ESPN 106.9 and 1360 WHBG, presented by Pepsi Cola of Central Virginia. Now from the O'Neill's Grill Studio, here's Dave Thomas.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome into the Daily Sports Feed. So glad you are spending some time with us on a Friday. And where else would you rather be than right here today, talking about JMU softball? Wow. Just wow. That was the tweet that I put out yesterday. And because honestly, I couldn't find anything better to say. Wow. Just wow. The Dukes beating Oklahoma, number one Oklahoma, 50-2 Oklahoma, beating them 4-3 in 8 innings. It was so interesting, you know, because when I left the air yesterday, I just said the Dukes are up 3-0. And no sooner than I turned the microphone off, walked back to my desk, did I see the 3-run home run hit by Oklahoma. Go, well, Shazba. And then when it stayed close the rest of the way, I thought, okay, the Dukes can do some, they can make some noise here in the top of the 7th. And when they didn't score at the top of the 7th, I thought, okay, if they can hold Oklahoma here, they're going to win this game. Simple. And you're going to hear some post-game press conference comments from Kate Gordon, Odyssey Alexander, Coach Lauren Laporte. Also bring you some of the comments from Coach Patty Gasso from Oklahoma. But I just felt that, okay, they're going to, when it got to the 8th inning, they're going to win. This team has been through this before. 2 weekends ago in Knoxville, having to grind through Missouri. You know, and the thing is, and it's so funny because everyone else is just getting exposed to what we've known JMU softball to be the last few years, and this is pretty much what it is. How they go in focused, they go in ready to play, they go in ready to make noise. And Kate Gordon got 2 strikes on her, and the 1 strike I didn't think was a strike. I don't think she thought it was a strike. I think a lot of people didn't think it was a strike. But when she stepped out and stepped back in, it just looked a little different. And I can't wait. If you've not heard Odyssey Alexander's comment, you'll hear it coming up in the press conference. Classic. Absolutely classic. About Kate Gordon's home run. And you'll also hear Kate, one of the reporters, ask her, did you know there was out? And her comments are really good, too. But what a win. And Coach Laporte talks about you're winning for yourself, your teammates, their families, JMU Nation, but you're winning for a lot of schools who never got the opportunity or who have been overlooked. And it's so funny. You've heard me say this before. If you've listened to this show any length of time, you have heard me say this before. Odyssey Alexander, Kate Gordon, Sarah Jubas fit into a category I like to call kids who get coaches fired. Because you know somewhere out there, there was assistant coaches telling head coaches they can't play here. They can't do it. And all they've shown you is, yes, they can. And you know there are coaches out there who passed on Odyssey and Kate and Sarah and Madison Niokas. I mean, Madison is from Chicago, for crying out loud. Think about all the softball between Chicago and Harrisonburg, Virginia. You know, Logan Newton's from Florida. Think about all the softball between Florida and Harrisonburg, Virginia. This senior class, I mean, a lot of them, most of them, all of them. Lindsay Meeks, 4'11", was told she wasn't big enough, wasn't fast enough, wasn't good enough. These are kids who get coaches fired because coaches say, no, you can't, or no, they can't. And they go, really? Watch. And let's not undersell. Let's not undersell the job that Lauren Laporte and this coaching staff has done with JMU softball. And I think they're, you know, in a weird kind of way, because there were so many people out there chirping about, well, JMU's schedule was not good this year. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it was. It wasn't the schedule Coach Lauren Laporte wanted to put together. Because if you follow JMU softball, you know the kind of schedule she wants to put together. You know what she does in non-conference play. The CAA is not the strongest conference. You're exactly right. But people blowing off, and when they put JMU a number three seed in the Knoxville Regional, I said it then. That is ammunition. That is fuel for the fire. And no matter what happens the rest of the way out, no matter what happens moving forward, in my mind, JMU softball's given the proverbial middle finger to everybody who said, your schedule's crap, you can't play. Really? Well, now, that's four straight top 25 teams they've beaten, including the number one team in the country. Held Oklahoma to their lowest run output this season. I mean, I ran through the other day on the air the number of runs Oklahoma had put up this year. Just skimmed over it on the air without doing an ounce of research, just running through the schedule. I mean, they beat Texas El Paso twice in 2 days, scoring like 29 and 22 runs each game. Now, I'm not sitting here saying JMU's going to win tonight. I'm not saying they're going to win another game. I'm not saying they're going to win the national championship. But I'm saying when Coach Laporte says they're playing for more than just themselves, that's kind of what they're playing for. All those who say you can't. Now, listen, not every team can. I'm not that naive. This is a special group, and they're a veteran group. When you look at what's in the field, there are two ladies returning next year. First base and behind the plate. Everybody else you got to replace. So this is a veteran group who's been there before. They've been there, done that. You know, you heard the audio that we ran with Madison Niokas and Logan Newton earlier in the week, where we talked about these games they've played. They've played these big pressure schools before. It's fun, man. It is absolutely a blast hearing from people that I hadn't heard from in a long time going, holy cow, that's a special softball team you guys have got there in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And watching the game last night and hearing them talk about Odyssey Alexander up there with the best pitchers in the country. It's great. It is absolutely great. And I'm hoping they're enjoying every bit of this ride. I'm hoping that they're enjoying every bit of this ride. Because it doesn't get any easier tonight, quite frankly. JMU softball takes on number 5 Oklahoma State tonight. Again, playing an in-state team where the series is. So you're going to have probably a lot of the crowd against you. Now, there's only 2 games tonight, so that helps a little bit. You got Oklahoma State and JMU, Alabama and UCLA. So maybe, heck, who knows? Maybe the Bama and the UCLA fans will cheer for JMU. Maybe it'll feel like a home game of sorts. Oklahoma State's 48-10. They went 15-3 in their conference, 23-5 at home, 14-2 away, 11-3 in neutral sites. And again, they're playing, you know, Texas, Oklahoma. They beat Oklahoma. They gave Oklahoma their last loss before yesterday, back on May 7th, the 6-4 win back on May 7th. But they beat Texas, Ohio State, breezed through the regionals with Campbell and beating Mississippi State twice. Won 2 of 3 from Texas in the Super Regional. And they beat Georgia yesterday. So this is going to be a good game. It's going to be fun. And for a lot of folks, and for the people who've been critical of Jeff Bourne and the athletics department, when I first got here in 2014 and began to become exposed to JMU Nation, I thought a lot of the criticism was just solely unfounded. And again, I work closely with the athletic department. I'm very partial to them. But I thought a lot of the criticism about Jeff Bourne was just kind of nuts. And, you know, I mean, if he was to sit back with his feet propped up on a desk, smoking a cigar, drinking a brandy, going, "I told you so," he's got every right to. For those that have criticized the decisions that have been made. JMU's trying to do things the right way across the athletic department. And the fun that this has created, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the video of Coach Mark Byington, the men's basketball coach. He had a couple of players and staffers at the softball field. He hits a home run and does a lap, and that's fun. It's what a time it's creating. What exposure this is for the softball program, for the athletic department, but the university as a whole. And speaking of that, we're going to talk with Kevin Warner coming up in a little bit about that exposure. And about where does this win rank? I know they've not got a game tonight, but where does this win rank? Because in my mind, this has to be one of the biggest wins across the athletic department ever. And there are a number of reasons I say that. Because it was straight up head-to-head against the number one team, one game only, not a best-of-series. And you're playing them really in their backyard. And we've all seen the drop-off from Power 5 schools to other schools, other D1 schools in sports like softball. And we've seen it in a lot of female sports. There's a dramatic drop-off from the bigger level, the higher level, to those down below. And I told my wife yesterday, I said, even if they don't win this game, they took number one to the mat and got them to a two count. You know, they held the shoulder down for three. I think this ranks up there. We'll talk with Kevin about that coming up in a little bit because there's a lot of factors. Adding in the exposure factor for the school, the social media factor, just there's a lot of reasons I say that. And again, I've only been around the program a limited time. There are others out there who may disagree, and you have the right to. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm saying this may very well be the biggest win to this point. We'll see. It's fun conversation to have. It's June 4th, and we're talking about JMU softball and the Women's College World Series for the first time ever, and the first thing they do is become the second unseeded team to beat number one. Congratulations, and again, I hope they continue this ride. I'd love to see them bring a championship trophy back to Harrisonburg. I mean, you think about it. In the span of, what, 3 years, women's lacrosse wins a national championship, and if softball was able to do the same thing, wow. That's pretty impressive. I don't care who you are. If you can't say that's impressive, then I would go straight to the closest hospital and have your head checked because something is definitely not functioning between your ears properly. Couple things to bring you aware of, news and notes today. Former Broadway High School standout, and up until now, Elon Phoenix softball standout, Allie Repko, announced on social media that she'll be spending her final year of eligibility at Virginia Tech. I understand this is a transfer to get her master's, from what I'm told. And again, that's the reason the whole grad program, with the grad transfer opportunity was created, is if a player who has a year of eligibility left wants to pursue a master's and it's not offered at their institution where they played their last 4 years or 3 years and got their degree, whatever, then they can seek that transfer. So good luck to Allie Repko. And I saw some of the current players for Virginia Tech awfully excited to have her join the fold. So that's good stuff there. This weekend we've got RCBL cranking up as well as the Valley Baseball League. Follow both of them online. And, of course, tomorrow night is the first of the RCBL games of the week. 7:30 tomorrow night on WSVA Broadway visiting Newmarket. Check out rcblbaseballonline.com to keep up with what they've got going on. And, of course, the Valley Baseball League online as well. You can follow because they're going to be having their season get started as well. But coming up next, we're going to run through post-game comments from yesterday, JMU beating Oklahoma. We'll bring you part of the comments from Coach Patty Gasso, who is very complimentary of JMU, and obviously understandably so. Nobody, it's funny, I liked one of the post-game interviews. I think they were asking Odyssey Alexander, you know, nobody really gave JMU the opportunity to win except maybe JMU and their fans. You know, I talked with Coach Laporte early in the week, and I told her I've watched Oklahoma play some this year. Offensively, they may be the best offensive softball team ever to this point. But I just felt if the Dukes could get their bats going enough that there would be some opportunity. Coach felt the same way. She said they're very similar to Missouri. Strong on offense, solid in the circle, solid on defense. Not saying they're weak, not saying they're bad, saying they're very, very good. But we feel like there may be some things we can do. And the Dukes did it yesterday. Wow. Just wow. What else do you say? We'll come back with the postgame comments from yesterday. That will be our Around the Commonwealth segment. As we break down JMU softball beating Oklahoma yesterday, talking JMU softball the entire hour right here on the Daily Sports Feed on ESPN 106.9 and 1360 WHBG.